All right, we got. I'd like to go right into this interesting email I got 2 days ago. It's very pointed. It says, basically, from a layman's view, the physical plane has its own characteristics, and the ramifications of transgressions have an impact that apparently, according to Ion, they don't have in the non-physical plane. When Ion basically says Hitler feels bliss upon death and was just a public figure in a popular trend, it's kind of a non-restraining license for people to pretty much do anything to anyone if it makes them feel happy or brings them closer to joy or provides them their jollies or stimulates desires. How can that be fine if it involves completely destroying other people's existence, since this earth plane is a presently valid form of existence, not just a non-physical? There is clearly both convergence and divergence and boundaries that need to be clarified. Then the questioner continues, maybe Ion needs to take into account the bias of where they're expressing themselves and where we are and how these perspectives are different. Try walking in our shoes. Oh, I forgot, you don't need shoes. Well, results may vary. I think he's quoting Ion when he says results may vary. Even if you don't kill someone's soul, if you physically kill them, it still ruins families, psyches, or nations. And why should one person's joy be justified by another person's suffering? That's joy theft. Oh, I forgot, they don't have theft where Ion's from. They don't even have stores with food. Oh, I forgot, they don't eat. Then they sign off. I'll just go back to the beginning, opening statement, which I hadn't read. The person says, it's like what's being expressed is there are no ramifications for behavior on the non-physical plane. That's a huge bias in itself. So I think that's a question that all of us have as Ion talks about the non-physical and the consequence of our lives. So, Ion, could you maybe respond to this?
We would be delighted. Let's begin at the top if we can, and if we get off stray from the flow, which we rarely do, but sometimes we do, you get us back in the furrow. The layman, that's the one who digs the ditches. So we'll do it from the ditch digger's point of view. From your beginning place of understanding, we have positions and words referencing from the non-physical that is you. And we can say wholeheartedly, absolutely, absolutely, yes, yes, yes. But if there are no ramifications for your actions, people still do what they want to do anyway. See, they still do what they want to do regardless of what the law is. They just decide which side of the law that they're on. And we also say that there is no murder, that you cannot take another physical human creator off this planet. You've tried to destroy this planet a million times, and you still haven't done that either. So you don't have the power or capacity to take another life if they're not lined up with the suicidal event that's in their occurrence. So you may take your power and say, well, you're destroying a family. No, you're not. You can pull that trigger, but that bullet may not hit the target. Oh, you may blow their head off, but they may not expire, as you say. So this dynamic of the distance between you and you, yes, if you make the judgment seat that you're speaking of putting them to death that don't behave, well, all you're doing is setting them into a nice focused place of bliss. So regardless of our position from non-physical, you still do it anyway. So you could say orgasms are no good and they're bad and you shouldn't have orgasms. And we promise you, you human creators, we in non-physical do not have coitus. So it's okay, but we can talk about it. But guess what? You human creators and that biological function are going to proceed in that venue regardless of whether or not they make intercourse against the law or not. So when you come from that space, we're just acknowledging the power of the individual human creator. Now, everyone has power. Now, and it's so fun in the context of the email, oh, I forgot, oh, I forgot, oh, I forgot, oh, I forgot. Now, does that mean that you are an ascended human creator, that you did remember and displaced it from the labyrinth of your mind? Is this the activation that you come to a place where, yes, indeed, you acknowledge that you have a non-physical, that you are all-knowing, all-powerful, all-being, and now you are choosing to negate that portion of understanding within the human dynamic that is your capacity of living? If so, absolutely. At the end of the day, we seem to tend to agree. And it is very delicious, and we would be all compassion, all empathetic with, well, that's sort of pathetic, but have empathy regarding the human condition. But that's what you came forth to do, is to mix it up. You didn't come here for a long time. You should have come here for a fun time. But maybe you forgot that as well. So the dynamic that you find yourself in of trying to force the other creators to behave, how's that working for you? And all we're doing all day, every day, is bringing to the point that you can't even make your children comb their hair, let alone stop the murdering. Or whatever else it is. You have more police than you've ever had. You have more jails than you've ever had. You've got more guns and bullets and weapons of mass and unmasked or anti-mass destruction. On and on and on and on and on and on and on. And yet you still, and it still is, you see. So it must be that the individual human creator must be pretty powerful in that whole process. People murder people. They go before a jury of their peers. They say, Your Honor, they needed killing. And Your Honor says, yes, you're absolutely right. Case dismissed. Go and sin no more. All is well. Right with the world. No, no. It was war. War's okay. As long as we're on the right side of the war, we can kill whomever we want that don't agree with us. That's okay. And then we have to hold those in high regard. Oh, no, no. You don't understand. It was self-defense. If I didn't kill them, they were going to kill me. Well, now all of a sudden, you're arguing from the standpoint of, well, I had the right to protect myself, you see. But it's never, ever, 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 ever considered rape if you have two willing victims. They don't call that rape, you see. So it's that dynamic that you get into from the anomaly of the human condition. And it is delicious, and it is wonderful. And the contrast that you all day, every day, when we say very plainly from our non-physical shoeless position that, yes, you make the diseases up so you can overcome the disease, the lack of ease. You stir it up. You stir the pot to keep it from sticking. And if it sticks and burns, you fuss and bitch and blow and have a fit about that you burned up the pot, and yet it's still in your experience. And then you try to salvage it, or sometimes you just dump it out and start all over again. Well, such is the human life. Those are kind of stern ways to flow with it. But once you come to remember the parts that you forgot, then what happens is you start going with the ebb and flow of your power as an individual human creator. And all day, every day, our position is very simple and very clear. You indeed have a non-physical part. And if you could convince, well, your body understands it, but if you could convince, well, your body understands it, well, if you could convince, wait, we said that already, your body understands that there's a non-physical. And if you could get that through the labyrinth or network of your mind, something is on your mind. Well, I've had something on my mind. Well, why can't it be in your mind? Okay? Once you get to the labyrinth of the mind and it's not offended, then what happens is it becomes a seamlessly stitched, whole, ascended human being. So you have all the best that is non-physical. Universes, worlds bow to your will. You have all power, all knowing. You have all knowing. There is no time. You created it. Well, you're pretty marvelous, but you can't keep it because it's a false premise. So then your timed scenario comes into an interesting place of the only spanses of now, stacked nows. Well, if you could step back from that just a bit and remember the non-physical part that is you and bring that all together, then you're never caught unaware. You always are aware. You're not even very surprised.
Excuse me, Ion. When you said you created it but you can't keep it, is that getting into the dynamic of time, and can you just go back there and
flip? You created time, but you based it on a false premise. It doesn't work out. It doesn't calculate. You can't find the beginning of it.
So keeping something implies that you're keeping it for a time.
Correct. Well, okay, that's exactly correct. But then it becomes timed.
Right.
Life becomes a timed event. It is not.
So when you say you created it but you can't keep it, what do you mean there?
You created this premise, as a human creator, which could be a marvelous creation, but you can't seem to follow your creation. So therefore, if you created time, don't you think you should be able to abide by it?